Welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions to the problems we experience on a daily basis. Your host is Dr. K.V. Abraham, clinical psychologist and a professor at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida. My name is Christina Varghese, and I welcome you to our program. Let's begin with Life Changers.
Here we go.
Hello, my friend. How are you? First of all, I would like to express my heartfelt condolences to the people who are victims of the tsunami disaster. And I do want to assure you that I'm praying for you. Today, I'd like to deal with a topic that is very familiar to us. The topic is how to deal with adversities, or how to handle adversities. Now, those of you who have gone through that disaster have gone through a major, major adversity in your life. And I'm hoping that the message that I give you today will be of use to you. What do you think are normal responses to adversities in life? Adversities could be sudden tragedies, terminal illness, unemployment, loss of money, etc. There are three types of responses. These are usual responses that all of us have. Mentally, we might question it by asking many why questions. We may be even questioning God. God, why did you do this? Or we could be asking, you know, similar questions to other people. Emotionally, we might experience a lot of anger, resentment, and much unhappiness. And behaviorally, we might become very irritable towards others. These are normal reactions. These responses, however, are not healthy responses. If we don't overcome adversities the right ways, our misery will only increase. The tragedy that we experience will eventually become either an emotional problem or a behavioral problem. It can also become a relationship problem, as our negative reactions will push people away from us. What are some healthy responses to adversities? Listen to the testimony of a lady who is quadriplegic. She cannot move her hands or legs. She spends most of her time in a wheelchair. Her name is Johnny Erickson. She states, "The one thing this wheelchair has taught me to do is to sit still. I have to lay down at night no later than about 7:30 or 8, or else I am in danger of getting pressure sores on my backside. Sometimes I think, what a privilege, what a priceless treasure that God has me nailed to a bed. I am just nailed there. And while I cannot move, I can pray, I can listen, I can meditate, watch, petition, sing, and all the things that make up the benefits of suffering." What a testimony. Johnny says, in the midst of suffering, while staying on the bed, unmovable, she can listen, meditate, watch, petition, and sing. The English hymnal, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea," was written in 1836 by a woman by the name Charlotte Elliot. It was said that as a young person, she lived a carefree life. Gaining popularity as a portrait artist and writer of humorous verse. By the time she was 30, however, health began to fail rapidly, and soon she became bedridden and invalid for the remaining years of her life. In 1822, a Swiss evangelist led her to faith in Christ. He told her, "You must come just as you are, a sinner, to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." She accepted Christ. In 1836, she wrote the song, "Just As I Am, While Still Bedridden." A song that I am so fond of was written by Andre Crouch. The words go like this: I have had many tears and sorrows. I have had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He brought me through. For if I had never had a problem, I wouldn't know that He could solve them. I would have never known what faith in God could do. Through it all, oh, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Through it all, I learned to depend upon His word. It is amazing how things in the natural world handle adversities. Have you ever noticed plants, how as they sprout from the ground, handle obstacles? They go around the little piece of rock or other obstacles and come off the ground and stand upright to face the sun. The flood waters cannot be blocked by anything. The water will either go over the obstacle or go around it. The adversity that you go through should only make you strong. Do not retreat. Reverend Charles Stanley suggests, adversity is God's way of getting our attention. Adversity is God's way of reminding us that He loved us. Adversity is God's way of conquering pride. Adversity is God's way of reminding us of our weaknesses. Adversity is God's way of demonstrating His faithfulness. Adversity is God's way of preparing us to comfort others. Adversity is God's way of increasing our hatred of evil. Yesterday's adversity is strong motivation for today's obedience. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12 we read, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad and with exceeding joy." In Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 26 we read, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste." The reference of this scripture is to Christ, who is a tried stone. This tried and tested stone is the cornerstone of our faith. Life's trials can make us weak, pessimistic, downhearted, and miserable, or it can make us hopeful, cheerful, and very optimistic. Whatever situations you go through, my friend, I hope these words will encourage you and strengthen you. This is a special announcement. During the summer, I will be conducting counseling seminars in India. If you are interested in attending any of these seminars, would you please get in touch with us? My email address is kvabraham@aol.com. Again, kvabraham@aol.com. My addresses will be given at the end of this program. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. KB Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. KB Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you.